A C plus grade, that's the grade government is getting for its performance on its climate commitments last year. It comes in a Friends of the Earth scorecard where government was marked out of 10 in 9 areas. The authors of the report say key promises for climate, biodiversity and water are now in danger of not being achieved during the lifetime of this government. RTE's environment correspondent George Lee joins us now. Thanks for joining us, George. First, government gets a C plus up from a C grade last year. What's it doing right?
Well, I suppose the one of the areas which jumps out in terms of improvements is the area of energy, where the score for by these assessors, which are three different assessors, one from UCD, one from DCU and one from University in Cork, they say that in energy there has been significant progress, particularly if you look at the first offshore wind auction, which is this auction which was actually finally put in place, which ensured that the developers got a real go-ahead and firm commitments and actual contracts in relation to the supply of offshore wind. That was a very positive thing. There's been progress on electricity interconnectors, that they think that's very important in terms of the energy infrastructure between Ireland and the rest of Europe, and also that progress on solar panels for residential areas, that's been pretty good. Rollout of smart meters and various plans like that, they've been good, and as well as a reduction in the use of coal and oil and peat for generating electricity. But they say on that front, of course, none of the sectors get a complete good, but that was an improvement, a big improvement on where we were last year. But it still needs, progress is still too slow for everything. One area where it's very poor, however, is agriculture.
Well, let's talk about agriculture and forestry. It gets 4 out of 10. And this report warns that government is flirting with failure. Where's it falling short on this?
Well, really on the general progress, I think there has been progress they are maintaining, and they are saying in their scorecard on some areas like agri-environment schemes and so on. But that overall, the agriculture is responsible for growing nutrient pollution and water poor water quality, and that those trends now look as if they're going to be locked in for the remainder of the government. So they're quite disappointed about that. But they say there are positive things happening in agriculture, such as solar energy on farms. There were improvements in the schemes and the go-ahead for a significant scheme on that front. And then the peatland re-wetting, the tillage expansion, organic farming supports, those kind of things. So it isn't all negative on agriculture, but it is overall negative because I just think that there isn't enough effort overall on that. And obviously there are areas of forestry which still have to be sorted out.
But look at George, it's the first Monday in September. A lot of people will be back in their cars, maybe travelling to work if they're not taking public transport. Transport on this scorecard gets 6.5 out of 10. It's down from a mark of 7 last year. Emissions went up 6% in this sector in transport last year. So it doesn't really augur well for us meeting our climate targets then, does it?
Well, it doesn't, but there has been overall some gains in that transport sector. There's been significant investment in sustainable modes of transport. But remember, in the programme for government, what they're measuring here is what has the government promised in the programme for government, and only what have they promised. Well, let's see how are they delivering on those promises. And people might remember on transport, one of the things the government was promising was that there would be a change in the spending priorities from the government in relation to transport, 2-1. 2-1 public transport and sustainable transport versus roads, and they don't see enough progress on that. That's one of the things. The second thing they say is, although there's been, the government is providing money, that there's been an underspend by local authorities in relation to some of these schemes, and that that's a bit of a roadblock to success. So that particularly jumps out about it. You know, the government is committed on this, they're doing lots of things, but local authorities need to start putting this stuff in action. There's money there for it. They say there's been commitment, they talk about e-scooter legislation, lowering speed limits, that they've made progress in relation to some of these, facilitating taxi drivers to move to electric vehicles, all of those kind of things, but much more needs to be done in relation to that. And they're talking about, you know, we need to make progress on Metrolink, and planning issues are big issues in relation to transport. But overall, it's down, despite the fact that there's been a lot of attention on the issue.
Finally, one of the people, one of the independent scientists that you mentioned at the beginning of this, one of the people behind this report, Dr. Dermot Tourney, says that time is running short to deliver on climate and environmental commitments. He adds that there needs to be a prioritisation of these for the remainder of the government's term. So can this happen, especially with elections on the horizon?
That's one of the big issues, I think, related, which is highlighted by Friends of the Earth, who commissioned this report. And they're concerned that as we approach an election now, that the government might become more timid and really want, and they're putting it to the government, look, you should square up with people and tell them that to deal with climate, there's going to be disruptions to their lifestyles and to the way that we go about things, and it will be inconvenient, rather than soft-soaping people. And they're concerned that the government is going to get worried about the impact of a tough message like that, and there's some concern then that we won't make enough progress on the remainder of the term of the government. I think when you look at the comments from the from the assessors, one of the ones which stands out is this need for a focus not just on climate action but climate agility. And they're saying, look, it's one thing to have all of these measures down on a piece of paper. It's one thing to start moving on some of these climate policies, but it is a question of pace, and they're not moving fast enough. We've heard all the talk about all the words, that all the stuff that we need to do, and we begin to slowly do them, but they say the pace is the issue, agility is the issue, and the big concern is with the government, with an election coming up, maybe the government will take its foot off the accelerator and that pace could actually drop. That's a worry, rather than a statement of the fact that that will happen.
So focus not just on climate action, but also climate agility. George Lee, thanks for joining us this morning.